Welcome back to the Bad Balance Podcast, where every shot makes someone happy. And what a US Open. Probably the best tournament I've seen in a long, long, long time. We get into it. But first, this podcast is brought to you by Manners Golf. When golf first became popular during COVID, there seemed to be a split between hypey fashion and performance brands, and Manners splits the difference between the two. And look, they got some new stuff coming out tomorrow. Well, no, tomorrow. This will be coming out tomorrow. It's today. Probably right now as you're listening. They have some new polos coming out. The new PK polos, stripe polos that are coming out. Some new block-colored collar shirts. And when you go to buy the new summer collection at MannersGolf.com, use discount code BBB15 for 15% off. That is BBB15 for 15% off. And with that, let's get into the podcast. We are back, missing Nico Mendoza, because he's down in Mexico getting ready to check out wedding venues.
Yeah.
That's a great reason to miss.
That's a hell of a reason to miss. Yeah. Great place one, to go.
Great, yeah.
Might see Rory down there.
you might see Rory down there because he's taking the week off.
Yeah.
He's probably going to see Luca there tomorrow.
We'll find out in about 20 minutes here. What a U.S. Open.
What a freaking U.S. Open, man.
I mean, I was listening to Smiley Kaufman on Part of My Take. He called in like right after he finished, and he was just gushing. He was just like, guys, I like randomly, you say it two or three times. He's like, I just can't believe what I witnessed this week. Like, just absolutely amazing. Was that probably I was trying to think of the last 10 years since the last time they had Pinehurst number two. Is there a U.S. Open that compares?
That's a great question. I personally love this U.S. Open. A lot of people that I played golf with this weekend were just bashing on it.
On this U.S. Open?
On this U.S. Open.
Why?
Saying how when you hit it in the pine straw or off the fairway, it's just up to luck depending on what kind of lie you get.
Yeah, golf course wise, I have my qualms, which I think we could talk about later. But just like the pure names that are up there that happened.
It wins.
Right?
What's a better U.S. Open?
Honestly, the only one I could think of that was comparable in my mind in the last 10 years was 2015 Chambers Bay. Spieth.
That's true. That was a good one. Pretty electric. But Spieth.
But yeah, even Spieth that versus one wasn't DJ,
it wasn't as good.
Brandon Grace was in there.
And it was like, it felt even more luck. Like, it was just such a narrative that week of like, how bad are these greens?
Greens are so bumpy there.
They're so bad. And so this was probably the best tournament that we've seen this year by far.
Definitely.
Yeah, I personally thought the golf course was great. I think I had some qualms about the golf course coming in, but it lived up to the hype, I think.
I thought it was fucking fantastic.
I know, like with the luck in the rough and stuff like that, but
right, we'll get to it. The story for me has to be the fact are those two putts that Rory missed.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, no 100%. Doubt about it.
And
you saw the stat, right? 456 of 456 from 3 feet.
For the year. And even Smiley was saying, like, Rory doesn't miss those. Like, he's a really good short putter. And, like, the rumor's always been that Rory can't read greens.
Oh, really?
That's always what people always say. It's like, he just struggles to read greens. I don't know what I believe.
I don't think there was a read involved with that putt.
That's what he said. That's why he's good at short putts and not so much the longer ones. But that has to be the story, right? Well, the craziest part of it all is he's eighth in strokes gained in putting that last day with those two missed putts.
That's
he was putting.
Craziness.
He was, I think, leading strokes gained putting like on hole 14 or 13.
By a mile, he was making everything.
Through like 12 holes, I think he had almost 4 strokes gained putting.
Yeah, and he was 400 through 14, finished 3 over in the last 4 holes. In, unfortunately, typically Rory fashion.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't lose them like this.
But I mean, this was a choke by Rory.
It was a choke.
The putt on 18 was hard.
That was a really
hard
putt.
I'll give him that. Like, as short as it was really hard.
It broke a cup and a half.
Yeah, it broke at least a cup. Yeah.
Yeah.
He could have three-putted that
if he hit it with any pace.
I mean, homeboy, the guy that was about to tie for low am, three-putted from like 5 feet.
Yeah. The ship?
No.
Luke Clannon.
Oh, okay.
The ship was watching. If he missed it, him and the ship would have tied. But he three-putted from like 5 feet.
Yeah,
that can happen.
So Smiley was saying about that putt on that same interview. He said Homa said he was hitting that putt in the practice round as if he was going to have it in the final round. And he said if you missed it left, it wasn't going to break.
Like it,
it just stays out left.
It was on a plateau.
And if you, well, it's because of the grain. If you start it right, the grain takes it and it just breaks off the planet. And he was just like, it's a really odd putt. And so you almost like can't play it too far outside the hole.
Okay.
But to me, like, it looked like Rory just didn't want a three putt.
He shoved it a little.
He did shove it a little.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, like, he didn't hit it hard enough.
Can I mean, that, you, though? Can you hit that putt hard?
That putt's kind of like to win. I mean, you got to just hit it hard. And
that's
not
I
to win. Yeah. It was to tie. Like,
but I think but like realistically thinking, like, Bryson can do anything. Like,
exactly. I'm pretty sure he knew Bryson was in the shit, though.
He did. So they constantly kept saying, he's looking back. He's looking back.
Yeah.
He knew exactly where Bryson was.
Yeah.
And I think just the 1% of his mind was like, just don't three putt this.
I agree.
Who does that?
I mean, I think he would have felt.
Okay, but you're Kyle Lasseau. He's Rory McIlroy.
I'm over here looking way left, just trying to tap that puppy.
I think he would have felt better three putting.
Maybe.
In retrospect.
Yeah, for sure. Like,
didn't he just sign the card and leave a little earlier?
Yeah. Or he left as early as watching the TV.
Bryson's butt went in. He's like, I'm out.
Yeah. No, it just looked like he didn't want a three putt to me. Like, Tiger would have. Bashed
Tiger would have bashed.
Yeah, it would have been left edge. Yeah, for Tiger.
That was a Scotty putt in Houston.
Tigers would have gone in on the left side, hammered.
Yeah. And then he fist pumped and it would have looked back at Bryson.
And Bryson would have bogeyed.
Yeah. Well,
Tiger also bogeyed. Tiger also hooks his putt, so that was a straight putt.
True.
Yeah,
no, Riggs' fair. Putting stroke is perfect for that putt Rory had.
Shout out Riggs.
Shout out Riggs. He would have made that puppy.
Honestly, but a bigger, kind of a bigger arching point. Rory's iron game is not there.
It's not the typical Rory McIlroy.
I think for the week, he was 45th in strokes gained approach and 69th the last day. Out of however many people made the cut, he was almost one of the worst iron players and second in strokes gained off the tee.
And still 4 under par.
Still 4 under par through 14. So, I mean, not to say that his iron game lost in the tournament, because clearly it didn't, but just like, he's just not sharp enough to win these majors, in my opinion.
It is quite impressive that his iron play wasn't there and he's still at a two
and he's
shot
still
lead.
Right there. Like, he's that talented, you know,
three
he drives
go.
It that well, right? But I don't know. I just did you think Rory's gonna do it?
I definitely thought it'd be one of the two of them, and I was thinking playoff.
Yeah.
And if it went to a playoff, I thought it would be Rory just because he'd hit the fairway and Bryson wouldn't. But his iron play was shaky, like the pulled iron shot on 17.
Yep.
One where he knocks it over the back of the green on like 14.
Yeah, we were talking about that on 15, which I have some notes on that. But like, it's just his iron game, he's leaving in bad spots.
Yeah. What was your take on that as to why?
So I just saw the shift in the way Rory was playing versus early in the round towards the end of the round. Where Rory started trying to, like, on 15 especially, the wind was going left to right, it was a back right pin, and he tried to hit a nice little cut 7-iron and carve into that pin, because Rory's just ultra aggressive.
Yeah.
And he pulled it, and it went over the green, and he made bogey.
And the apex is low.
Yeah, the apex, because he pulled it, it was like, I think it was 78 apex.
Right.
And then Bryson hits one at 125 apex with a 9-iron.
Right.
And at first, they were like, we're getting note that Bryson's hitting 7-iron. Looks like he swings out of his ass, and I'm like, what the hell? And it landed like pin high and kind of stopped. I was like, huh, maybe it is 7-iron. And once he gets up to the green, they're like, we just actually got word that it was actually a 9-iron. And I was like, that makes more sense.
Yeah. And that's Rory's bread and butter, sending an iron to the sky
exactly.
And hitting his number.
Just high draw.
Exactly. And like, he just got too fancy with where he's trying to make the ball do. Bryson was hitting it long a lot. Tours this weekend, they kept saying it was hot. He was like, him and his caddy were arguing. He was like, what are we doing, dude? I didn't even hit that hard. That was a 10:30. That wasn't even full. That was a 10:30. Right? Talking about the clock system. Yeah. And it went long. He's like, it was an 8-iron all day. And then he's amped. He's just a really emotional guy. Wears his emotions on his sleeve. Back 9, one less club, hammer.
Yeah.
And he was the only one stopping it.
He was willing to take the risk, I guess.
On 16, how his ball stopped.
Yeah.
That was crazy. That
even
was
just, 17, how it like didn't roll out as much.
Yeah,
as
it should have rolled out on 17
as
well.
Else.
But the hang time was crazy. She's in there forever.
Forever. And just, yeah.
You just hear the,
I mean, what loft is his pitching wedge? Like 40 degrees?
They're all pretty low lofts.
They got to be low.
Because I saw he has a 45 degree wedge.
Pitching wedge, yeah.
No, that's not his pitching wedge.
Five iron's like 17 degrees or something like that.
His five iron is...
He has a... Yeah, he goes like 50, 45 degree pitching wedge.
Yes.
That's like
the 45 degrees, not the pitching wedge.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like a gap wedge.
Yeah, I see, I see.
And then he has a pitching wedge, which has to be like 40 or 41 degrees.
So he's got five wedges?
Yeah, he has five
wedges. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense.
When your gaps are like, when your 60 goes 100 and your pitching wedge goes 175, you need five.
So basically, because he's got one length irons, he's got to get that correct apex for him. And that's why he gets those lofts all jacked.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And we all know, like, every club you hit, yes, launch angle is different, spin rate is different, but you want the peak apex to be about the same.
Yeah.
And about the tour apex is about 30 yards, 90 feet.
100 feet, right?
A little lower, the average. Yeah. But the big hitter is 100. But anyways, yeah, so I just feel like even, like, their style of play started, I think Bryson beat him stylistically, too. You know, like, coaching in football or basketball, like, outthought him too.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Rory also coming down the stretch, like, even though his iron play wasn't all that, he was playing well. He's probably in his feels and that he could carve a little seven iron back there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He just always seems to do these things though. Like towards the end, just makes this mental error.
He's just got like too cute.
Yeah. And it's just like, why does this keep happening, man?
I don't know. Supposedly he said he found his swing before the tournament.
Yeah.
On the plane to like his agent.
On the plane.
On the plane. Agent said he got up on the plane. Was like, I just got to stand a little closer and do this. He's making swings on the plane. Yeah. I got it. He didn't hit a range ball till Tuesday.
Nice.
Well, he did that when he won in Congressional, too. He didn't hit a range ball till Tuesday.
Did he find it on the range or on the plane, though?
It. Yeah. Not on the plane. I don't know, but.
Yeah. I mean, he did set up, like, I put it on my Instagram story. Like, it's he didn't closer. Look a lot. He stood standing closer, more relaxed, like, shoulders. With how weak his right hand is, it helps us square up his shoulders when he's closer. No, he looked great. He's just like does stupid things. Like I think he lost this tournament just trying too many things.
I agree.
You know, and the US Open tempts you to do that. And Bryson talked about his three putt that he had on 15. And he was like, I try to get too aggressive and make the putt and you just don't do that at US Opens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard a narrative that someone said if he had a different caddy, he'd have a lot more majors.
Rory?
Yeah.
I've heard that too. It's like a childhood friend now.
Yeah.
Rory just wants a yes man, huh?
That's what it seems
probably,
like.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't won a major with this guy.
The other thing that was cool is, and we'll get to Bryson here in a second, that Smiley started saying that this is it's starting to feel like match play. And he said the reason he brought that up is he saw on 9, Rory had that putt for birdie. And him and Bryson locked eyes. That's when Bryson tried to hit that big fat slice from way right off the tee on 8. And he said they locked eyes and Rory instantly put his ball down and putted it. Because he didn't want Bryson hit before Rory hits his putt.
Okay.
Because Rory's like, if I make this, I can really do something.
Right.
And Rory made it. And then it's on. It's match play from then on.
Oh, it was fucking awesome.
And every hole, like 14-tee, Kyle, you would know this if you can remember.
Don't remember.
14 tees right next to 13 green. So when Bryson reached the green on 13, Rory was like setting up over the ball and he had to back off.
Because of the crowd?
Yep. Every hole, Bryson's looking forward. Rory's looking back. Bryson hears a roar. Rory's looking back. All culminated on 17 green and 18 tee box are literally 10 yards away from each other.
Yes.
And he has to wait for Bryson to hit and Bryson lands it to 15. And that was the first time Rory hit 190 ball speed that day.
Just tried to wail on
just
something.
Amped. Yeah. Just amped. And I think that made a difference.
I think it did too.
I think if Bryson hits a bad iron shot there, Rory probably hits a great drive.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Rory's up and down on 17 as well was world class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
World class.
Yeah.
Especially after, you know, coming off a yip.
Yeah. It hurts. It hurts. What do you think about Rory leaving?
I didn't like Rory leaving.
Love it.
I can't bash him too much. Obviously, he was gutted.
Yeah.
But a part of me is like, dude, just stay and do your interview. Maybe shake his hand. Like, it's not going to hurt you to do it.
Shake his hand and don't do the interview.
Yeah, I mean, Bryson.
Yeah, do one of the two. right? Yeah.
Bryson waited around and shook Xander's hand after the PGA.
I did see comments about that online, how it was different. Like, Bryson didn't necessarily have the lead. He was chasing Xander.
Yeah.
It wasn't as, like, gut-wrenching as him just blowing it.
Yeah, but, I mean, Rory was three back coming into the day. It wasn't his to win.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I do think it's a little different. But I do think if it was flip-flopped, I still think Bryson would have stayed.
I think it was flip-flopped and Bryson left and didn't shake his hand. It would have looked like we'd be flaming it right now.
It would be bad. Yeah. And like, I think Rory deserves it, but at the same time, I understand it. But yeah. I think he deserves it. But
there's plenty of worse ways to spend a Sunday than making $2 million and
finishing second.
Finishing second in the U.S. Open. So in that essence, I don't feel that bad for him. But I get it.
I also saw something that people were questioning Bryson's putter being too upright.
Yes, I saw that.
Beyond 80 degrees?
Yeah, beyond 80 degrees.
Now, is that how the putter rests or how you use it is my question.
I don't know. That is a good question because I'm kind of curious about the same. Yeah, as long as like the...
If the putter's 80, but I'm lifting it to, you know, 85. 89.
Yeah, or 89.
Yeah, it's like,
is that against the rules?
Right. Yeah. Like if you shoot a three pointer, but you jump forward, that's still a three.
Right.
So where you take off from?
Yeah, I that is kind of a.
Because if the club is 80 degrees.
I mean, it looks like it's fucking 89 degrees.
Yeah, it looks like, straight up and down.
Yeah.
Like no, but I feel like if it measures out lie angle 80 degrees, I feel like you can't do anything.
That's legal, what I'm saying. In my opinion.
Because what like how you can't measure it when they're putting. You can't get like
they can just change.
You can't put the putter in a machine as they're in their stroke.
Well, we definitely have technology now to probably do it. Like as he's putting. Like, that was 81.
I'm sure AI can figure out what degree he's actually putting at, but still as long as the putter lays at 80.
Yeah,
degrees.
I think as long as it lays at 80, I think he's fine.
They're just gonna ban that style of putting anyway soon.
Maybe if
he
Bryson
wins like
keeps
one
winning,
more, and
hits a certain amount of subs on YouTube.
certain amount of subs on YouTube.
I can't believe that guy loves YouTube this much.
A part of me thinks that him being this Mr. Cool guy, nice guy, is just like an act in some way, shape,
100%.
Or form. And I was joking, like I could totally see him just snapping at a little kid, for making like, noise
or at a rope,
and like all of this just goes away in an instant.
The British Open.
He just
he's like, you broke.
He just loses it on some 10-year-old asking for an autograph.
Yeah, I could see that too.
But I also think it's genuine.
I mean, he's like the golfing world has done a total 180 on him.
Yeah, exactly.
Like compared to like 2-3 years ago when him and Brooks had the thing.
Just hate. I mean, even Brooks 180'd on him.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
The best comp I heard was like, they're like, this is the golf version of Kyrie.
Yeah, that's a good way
to put it. It's a great comp. It's a great comp. This is actually crazy how about 180 that we've done on this guy. And like, this is a one of one story. When's the last time? This is like if Patrick Reed all of a sudden
everyone just loved
just
him.
Became like the most lovely guy and was like, I will do anything for anybody at any
maybe
time.
Not that extreme, but pretty close.
I think it's pretty close.
Because, I mean, it was like a year ago we were talking about Bryson.
Yeah.
It was like during this podcast history that Bryson has been hated.
For sure.
I mean, it's the rope.
Yeah, the rope.
The rope.
The rope.
Yeah.
What, the ants on the ball.
Yeah.
Like, and then the Brooksy stuff, kicking people out.
Yeah. Kicking people. It was like last year's PGA, no?
No, I think it was before that.
It was like 2 years. It was before
the
they
match.
Went to live.
Yeah. And then now he's like the most beloved guy. And I think he just figured it out. He keeps crediting YouTube. He keeps crediting YouTube as a way for him to like relax.
Grow the game as well.
Yeah, grow the game, but also like, when I just need to get away, I just, you know, bust out a camera and start filming.
Yeah, that's what he did say. Like,
and I was like, what the hell?
His like his peace and quiet time is filming content.
Filming content. He did an Instagram reel where he was like, how I get ready for the Masters. And he pulled out two cameras and set them up. And I was like, fading Bryson. And he finished like...
T6. How about him being 10th in the world right now?
Yeah.
World ranking points, but three tournaments. That's in the world.
That's wild, yeah.
It's crazy to think someone left the PGA Tour and is beloved on the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for him.
No, good for him, honestly.
Good for him. That bunker shot.
Josh thinks that bunker shot is easy.
I was waiting for you to
everybody.
Say something.
I kind of take that back.
No, you're lying now.
I hear there's a lot.
I think To your credit, you're one of the best bunker players I've ever met. So that is easy for you, easier. It's like Austin saying hitting it 350 is easy.
No, I think that
shot
was...
And I'm just looking at my driver like it needs to hit the path to go 350.
I think to your point, Josh, that shot was so much easier in the conditions they had.
Yes. So that was my biggest hot take. It's like your local Muni 55-yarder is harder than Pinehurst number 255.
Like if this is at Birch Hills, Porter, Hacienda, this is way harder.
Yeah. Johnson Wagner hit it in the clubhouse on his first drive.
Well, he was scared. He thought he had hit ball first, and you really don't. You can chunk
it through.
No,
it's a big bunker shot.
When it's that firm, you could land it almost anywhere.
Well, chunk the next one to a foot.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You could really chunk it, but as long as you're shallow.
In the clubhouse is my thing.
Yeah, you can, yes.
It's a hard swing from a bunker.
As long as you don't hit it in the clubhouse, it's on the green.
You could also still blade a 40-yard pitch.
You can hit it.
I do it all the time.
Okay, but not as much as you're going to...
spinning.
Yeah.
Not as much as you're going to blade it from 55.
Kyle, on God, would you trust me more with a 50-yard bunker shot or a 50-yard pitch?
50-yard bunker shot.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's an easy
for
one.
For sure.
That pitching game is so bad.
But I'm taking me on the pitch.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather take the pitch as well.
I had a 55-yard bunker shot, like, I don't know, last week sometime. Absolutely flubbed it.
No, I that bunker shot will... Has there been a final hole shot that, like, is comparable?
Not like a shot, I guess.
To win?
I
mean,
yeah, not like...
Sean
like
McKeel's 7-iron or whatever.
Tiger's 8-iron.
Yeah.
Where?
Canadian Just, Open.
Oh, no, I'm talking about majors.
Yeah, no, I'm saying like there is no like major comp to that.
Right, to the
like
last
an 18th hole.
I thought it was playoff for sure. Like guaranteed.
You could maybe say like Rory shot at the 2015 PGA.
Oh, 2014?
2014 PGA.
At Valhalla?
Yeah.
The but three
even
wood?
But even that shot was easier than Bryson's shot.
Right.
But I think like less average Joes can hit Rory's shot that he hit at Valhalla but more average Joes can hit Bryson's shot that he hit yesterday.
Right.
So it's kind of, you can make a case about both being great.
I don't know. I saw a tour winner lace it into the clubhouse and totally fucking recant that right there.
Michael Block's pitch at the PGA Championship last year.
I think Michael Block's hole in one was easier than that bunker shot.
That's true. That is way true.
Yeah.
That is way true. Yeah.
Tell Bryson he can have 160 or he's in that bunker. Which one do you think he picks? If those are the two choices.
Low key, I think I think you can get it closer out of the bunker.
He said if I had that bunker shot 100 times, I'd get it up 4 or 5 times.
Yeah. From 160, do it 20.
Hole it 20 hole in ones?
No.
Oh, just get
up
it close.
And down.
Up and down.
Oh. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I think Rory was like, holy shit, I'm getting away with this when he hit it in the bunker.
Yeah, when he hit in the bunker too, I was like, what is he doing?
Well, that was his only option. He had a root underneath.
But still, I was like, just chip it out.
There's no way he was trying to hit it in that bunker.
Put yourself on grass.
That's true.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Like, he hit it way too hard for where I thought he was trying to leave it.
Yeah. All right, now's the time to talk about the golf course.
Wait, I was actually wondering one thing. I was like, when he hit it there, I thought he was going to get a drop or at least ask for one.
He did ask for one.
Because the grandstands?
Yeah. And they're like, no, Bryson, it's not even close to your line.
He's like, I'm going to hit a cut.
Yeah, that's what they're like, no. There's a tree right in front of you.
Fucking
no.
Rory's getting that drop.
Maybe.
Rory's getting that drop.
Honestly, if he hits that a little farther left, he gets the drop.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, which he was does. Like, as soon as he hit it there, I was like, he might get a drop, and it's really going to be controversial.
When that drive came off the face, I thought it was like out of bounds.
Yeah, I mean, that
it was low.
The
left,
pro tracer was just left, way like, left of Rory's.
Ball never
too.
Started in the fairway.
Yeah.
Now's the time to talk about the golf course. If Bryson drove it that way,
he ain't winning.
At
Oakmont,
old Pinehurst number two.
Any other U.S. Open.
Other than L.A. Country Club. Maybe even L.A.
Even L.A.
Country.
He's hitting deep rough the whole
that
time.
That was shitty Bermuda rough.
I mean,
they had.
Nobody had to pitch out when they got into that stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Are you saying at L.A. or Pinehurst?
No, at Pinehurst.
Sometimes. Like, people couldn't get to the green sometimes
because
the lie
to the
was too bad. But I think it was all luck-based. It wasn't like...
And the ball rolls like 30 yards through that stuff.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
You do get distance out of it.
Yeah.
Instead of like you normally getting
sticking
some thick
there.
Roughs, like it's like literally plugging.
Yeah.
So Smiley was saying, he's like, I think it was a little too much up to luck. He loved the golf course, but he's like, I think it's a little too much up to luck. And he's like, they just need, if they're going to do it, they need more of those like
wispy grasses.
Yeah. Wire grass plucks.
I agree as well.
He's like, it's just too much sand in between.
Because even like on hole 8 or 9 when Bryson hit it way right, I think it was 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he, I mean, honestly had like a fine lie.
Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah. And then Brandel, we'll talk about him later. If anyone can lead the field in strokes gained, getting lucky,
yeah,
it'll be Bryson DeChambeau.
Typical Brandel.
Yeah.
To your point, he was better on the cast.
Yeah.
Than live from.
Yeah, yeah. And then we'll talk about Brandel later. But yeah, that rough, like I just thought it was a little too much up to luck. And but at the same time, probably 97% of people went in there, didn't get penalized.
Yeah.
Too badly. They were all able to just go short of the green, which they would have hit anyways.
Bryson did win at Winged Foot playing like the exact same style though. Just
it's true.
Further
yeah.
than everyone. And I'm yeah, just gonna yeah. gouge Winged it
Foot,
out.
He was hitting the driver well. Like his dispersion was so much better at Winged Foot.
True. I mean, as well though, on Sunday, like he hit the driver pretty good the first 3 days.
Yeah.
But on Sunday at a new head. Lower
that,
loft. Yeah.
That was crazy. That was lower
that's
loft.
Absolute insanity.
And he was saying you couldn't turn that one over. What would you have done if you like found out that the face was caved in? No, it wasn't even cracked. It was just was caved in a little bit.
I mean, that would yip me out.
I would change.
Yeah.
Either which way, I think I'm changing.
I would have to change.
Because if you don't, you're going to regret it.
Why would you change the specs?
That's the only head he had.
Yeah, which is crazy.
How is there not another head?
Crank doesn't have like a tour van out
there.
That's
exactly right.
One guy with a fucking fanny pack that's got two heads in it.
That is, I guess,
exactly. I was thinking about that too.
That is the thing when you have a crank driver, you can't just get one.
No, I'm like, he just has three heads sitting in the locker.
He's lucky one guy brought a head.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The one guy's him. He brought the head.
Yeah.
It's Dana Dahlquist who brought the head.
That is true, yeah.
Like, so... And
there was a higher chance of him using, like, something else. A stealth.
Yeah, honestly.
You know what I mean?
Like, he probably could have gotten it if he found it the night before, but he found it the morning of the range.
Right.
There's just no way they get it there. So he had to go with his lower lofted head. And he said he had a hard time turning the head over. And lower lofted heads have less face progression. So for people at home, face progression is how far the leading edge is in front of the crown of the driver. And the more face progression you have, the more it turns over.
He's pretty much missing it right all day.
Because there's not enough face progression.
And I do think that's why he hooked it on 18.
That's why he hooked it all through the back nine.
Yeah.
He's like, and that's why he striped the 3-wood.
Yeah.
Because he's like,
3-wood lands in a 10-foot circle.
Yes.
You know?
Driver can't land in a 100-yard freaking yard. But I still think if it was another tournament, I don't know if Bryson pulls it off. But he's at Pinehurst number 2.
No, I agree.
Yeah,
he's at Pinehurst number 2. Weirdly enough, So to finish off my thoughts of that really interesting Smiley Kaufman interview on Part of My Take. First of all, it was hilarious that PMT was like, I'm mad at Rory because now gimme lengths are different now. He's like, I've never missed a 4-footer in my life because I never hit one. He's like, now they're going to be like, no, that's the Rory putt. You got to putt that out.
Yeah, I mean, you guys play with me. I don't give shit. I don't give shit. And now I have such a great excuse.
Yeah, I know. He's
like,
really,
I look like way less of an asshole now.
Yeah. Rory has really tightened the friend zone.
For sure. He also, Smiley also said, just in passing, he's like, the reason why I think Scottish Shuffle didn't play well this week is because he won the Memorial.
He's just gassed.
2 U.S. Opens in a row.
I blame
honestly,
the haircut.
Yeah, honestly, I think 2 U.S. Opens in a row is a really good comparison.
And he's just like, so they're going to move it back. The Memorial is going to be a couple weeks before the U.S. Open again.
It did devalue the Memorial a little bit, too.
Exactly.
I think it more so devalued the U.S. Open. That's the way I looked at it personally, but I mean, I could be wrong.
I think the Memorial felt like a year ago now.
Yeah.
It did. After there's so much that happened.
That freaking heart attack of a Sunday we just had. But I think I read that the guys were just all they can talk about is U.S. Open last week at the Memorial. And Jack doesn't deserve that.
Yeah. Memorial is an A-plus event, you know?
Yeah. Smiley also said, this is what makes it, they were asking, they're like, we just think it's silly that, like, what the hell does it mean that a U.S. Open is playing too tough? Like, the golf course is too mean.
It wasn't playing. It was playing so perfect.
Yeah, that's what Smiley agrees.
It was so fair.
And he was like, this course is perfect. It wasn't dumb. It wasn't Mickey Mouse. And they're like, what does that even mean? Like, golf course is too mean? But they asked him, what makes a course dumb? And he goes, well, it's the weather. If we had 15-mile-an-hour winds today, it would have been stupid.
I agree. If there was wind, it would have been ridiculous. Yeah. Like, with how the greens are structured there, I think wind would make that place stupid.
And he was like, it's 5 or 6 miles an hour. Totally fine. Whatever. And then he said, when the pins are just stupid on spots that are impossible, they're like, what is the USGA really trying to accomplish here?
I think they nailed it.
Yeah. I really thought they nailed it, too. Like, exactly. There's been times that they really fucked it up, but I thought this year was...
Because every pin had, like, a little bit of a bailout. You could risk hitting the perfect shot.
You could just hit center green all day, and you were fine.
Yeah.
Like, but then when you hit center green, Smiley, this was Smiley saying, he's like, you want to be aggressive, but once you take your backswing, you're like, bail out. And then you bail out to, like, 25 feet short right. And then you're hitting your putt, and all you could see is a hole and a cliff.
Yeah.
And he's like...
I mean, Rory putt one off the green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like...
And chipped it in.
And chipped it in.
We were watching that. Rory putted off the green. Everyone at the table is just talking massive shit. How do you do that? Yada, yada, yada. Hole's the next one.
Yeah. As if they even know.
Oh, I mean, I was talking massive shit, and we all just bust up laughing as he chips it in. Yeah. Like, well, that's why he's Rory McIlroy.
Hole nine was so easy to putt it off.
Yeah.
Dude, a bunch of them were
so easy to putt it off.
Even Bryson's putt on 17, like, he left it short. That was the perfect putt.
No, the back of 17 was, like, the only green that didn't run off.
Pat did it right before him. Hit a perfect iron shot. Ran off the back.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, iron shot. The putt.
Oh, yeah.
Because, the back of 17 wasn't that bad.
But it's more like visual than anything. It just looks like you're going to putt it off.
Like, this pin's just floating.
Yeah.
I've played one Donald Ross course in a USGA event, and it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so hard.
And then Smiley was just saying, firm and fast greens don't really bother players. It's just when they put it in stupid spots.
Ridiculous spots. Yeah.
All right. Kyle, your Brandon Chambly and Paul McGinley thoughts.
I was just kind of tired of them by the end of the week.
Yeah.
They were so heavily one-sided towards PGA Tour players and Rory.
Paul McGinley's like not, though.
Paul talked about is how Bryson's not going to win the U.S. Open.
He was like anti-Bryson this week, but he's not normally anti-Bryson either.
I haven't known
for
Paul.
Everyone. Like, like at the Masters, he was great.
But this week, it just seemed like it.
I think he just doesn't think Bryson's creative. So I think he looks at a course like this and goes, Bryson doesn't have it.
But then I don't know how you can say that when his up and down percentage was 70%.
Well, okay, here's the thing. Good thing for you to bring that up. Remember when Bryson had the chipping yips when he played against Cantlay in a 6-hole playoff at the BMW Championship?
Yeah.
He almost double hit a chip.
Yep.
Bryson has never gained strokes chipping around the greens while he was on the PGA Tour. He's always in the hundreds. And this week he was a god.
You want to know why I think that? It's gotten better. Spends a lot of time with Phil now.
Maybe.
And they can just absolutely nerd out about all sorts of shit.
Yeah.
But even when you watch him on his YouTube videos and stuff, he's hitting all sorts of creative shots now. Maybe YouTube helped him.
Maybe, yeah.
I mean, I'm not even fucking kidding at this point.
You know what?
He's trying to shoot 48 all the time. He's chipping on every hole. Like, he's trying to hole them all.
You know what part of my take was saying?
Huh?
They're like, you know, I think Bryson's the perfect guy to have to change a driver the day of. He, like, goes to Walmart, buys a junior set of kids clubs, and he's like, can I shoot under par with this random junior set from Walmart? No one's better suited for this.
So true, actually. Brandel just looked mad after Bryson won, too.
Yeah.
His shoulders were shrugged. He just looks,
like, aged and flustered.
And his face was red.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
And he just kept saying he was lucky.
When he started bashing routines and how Jack and Tiger never used a routine and that's why Rory missed his putts. Like, Tiger's known for his routine being down to the millisecond.
Right.
He I don't know, focuses on the wrong things.
For sure, and he's so negative.
Yeah.
He just has a very, very negative aura to him.
And like, not Johnny, in a Johnny Miller sense.
Johnny Miller was critical.
Yes.
Because he was expecting greatness all the time.
Yes.
Brandel is looking for you to fail.
Like, Johnny could have called that a choke, and it wouldn't have seemed derogatory.
No, it would have been very
like, that's
true.
What it was.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And he would have just been like, the moment was too big for him.
Right.
And Brandel's over here analyzing routines.
Right.
And I thought Brando was great the first 2 days when they showed everybody. And he just had like these nice little tidbits on what they're working on and stats and stuff like that. When it just started focusing on Rory and Bryson, it got very one-sided.
Yes.
And he just dominated everything.
I mean, he was talking about how Rory's ball speed is so high. It's increased year after year. Look at him hit at 190. Bryson's ball speed's like 95 all day. Didn't hear about it one time.
No, he's like, it's too high.
Yeah.
He's got to hit a cut. He kept talking about how he had to hit a cut.
Yeah.
Which, kind of agree.
I do agree.
Yeah.
But it's just too one-sided. That's not what we're here for.
No.
We have a podcast, so a few of us can be one-sided and the other guys can be on their side.
Yeah.
But you're on live fucking TV. Keep it neutral.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't expect to see him back again in that position.
I think I saw he's not coming back.
Really?
Yeah.
Can they just figure out the broadcast?
Just give me Holly Saunders. So I don't give a shit.
US Open.
Why do you want Holly Saunders?
I mean, for the obvious reason. I don't even need to fucking say it. She didn't need to say anything and I'll watch.
Jesus
Christ. I don't disagree.
Way better than Zinger, of course.
NBC just doesn't care.
Yeah.
CBS gives a damn.
And Fox cared?
Who's on Fox?
First of all,
Greg
Fox.
Greg Norman, Holly Saunders.
Yeah,
Fox had
right.
The fucking groundbreaking idea to make the noise when the ball goes in the cup. They fucking care.
Groundbreaking.
That's almost as good as the shot tracer.
It's so funny that like Greg Norman's like, you know what? We need to take, when I was in my days at Fox, we need the noise in the cup.
And they do that.
And then Liv took that. They're like, oh, man. Yeah. NBC just... They just need to get rid of golf.
I did also hate how the telecast was just bouncing around from network to network to network to network.
Yeah, that's because they're trying to push Peacock for $5.99 a month.
Yeah, drove me insane.
I mean, they got me.
I have Peacock.
I do too. Yeah, but like, that's beside the point.
Like, I mean, $5.99, I couldn't say no.
Yeah, it's true. I was going to do it, but I stayed strong.
They're going to go up to 15 and I'm still going to say, you know, who cares?
Yeah. I got a burger from In-N-Out instead. Kill the time.
CBS, like, they're amazing. Like, they've got the best characters on.
I agree.
Like,
which one is Nance on?
CBS.
Okay, I rest my case.
And Amanda Bolonus is great in the post.
She is fantastic.
You know, interviews.
Another reason why I think Rory didn't do his post round.
Because Amanda wasn't there?
Yeah.
That's actually pretty funny.
His wife's like, you do one more interview with her, we're done.
No way, she wasn't on this one.
I know. I'm just trying to make something out of nothing.
Okay. Yeah.
Can we just talk about really quickly the fans booing the lady watering the greens Saturday morning?
Oh, really?
Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
It's like early Saturday morning. It's dark. Some fans out there.
It's dark.
This girl's watering the greens. They start booing her.
That's so funny. Yeah. That crowd is rowdy.
So we like hard golf. I think in person, watching them struggle is more fun than on TV.
Yeah.
But it was just a funny little tidbit to me.
I will say, like, for the US Open, I do enjoy a good struggle.
Yeah.
As long as it's like...
This was a perfect winning score.
Yeah, no, this was a really good US. I mean, I've said I like over par, but even at 6 under, this was perfect.
I just don't think they'd ever shoot over par again. It'd have to be
It has to be ridiculous, yeah.
Not it'd have to be unfair for them to shoot over par.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought this golf course was insanely hard. Two par fives.
It's tough.
One gettable, one not
really
gettable.
They're like all par fives.
That's
so fucking long.
No, and I enjoy seeing guys hit 7 and 6 irons into the greens. And, I think that's what makes golf challenging for a good player.
Yeah, I agree.
100%.
Because it's not challenging if they have wedge in all day. Even it doesn't matter how firm the greens are.
That was a great US Open.
Yeah, fantastic.
I think golf is in a fantastic place. I think we have a very clear top four. Can someone hit me with the top four?
Scotty, Rory, Bryson, Xander.
Yeah. Would you guys say Ludvig's knocking on the door?
Yeah.
To enter
I think like right now, like that's
I
good.
Still think Ludvig's comp is Adam Scott.
Yeah. Looks.
I just don't think he's... Like, I think he's fantastic. He's a great player. Hits it great. But I just don't know if he has what it takes to put away... Multiple
way
majors.
Better putter,
especially with his performance on Saturday.
It wasn't that bad. It was one hole. You know, I do have to say it was one hole.
It was one hole,
poorly.
But he made a lot of bogeys too.
Yeah,
I mean, he made a lot of birdies, but made a lot of bogeys.
It's his first U.S. Open.
Yeah, it's true.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. He would have been like the first guy since Francis we met to win his first U.S. Open.
Yeah.
It's fucking nuts.
And he looks relaxed out there.
He does.
Just hit bad shots.
Yeah.
Just he looks relaxed.
But so did Adam Scott.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all I'm saying.
Are you saying we're going to see four bogeys in a row?
I think we'll see Ludwig win one major in 10 years. Like, that's what it'll be.
That's a hot take.
Is he going to have a long putter by, like, his first major?
I don't know. I kind of like him with a blade.
He looks good.
He uses, like, I like how he's the only one on tour that uses that model.
The Versa?
Yeah, Versa model.
That's what he uses in college.
And basically a blade.
Yeah,
at this
Versa
point.
Blade. No one ever used a Versa blade.
But that's what he used in college, so he just got the newer version of that, and I was like,
yeah,
leave me alone. All right. Anything else? Hell of a U.S. Open.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else.
Can't wait for Oakmont.
I cannot wait.
Can't wait
for the British Open now.
So where does Rory's career go from here?
I said it earlier over text, you know, missing a putt like that is something that totally derails careers. Rory has dealt with so many painstaking losses.
He's
and he always
Norman.
Seems to be,
weirdly enough,
in the mix.
Yeah.
So it depends on how he takes it. If he's sulking at home and, you know, or is he going to like totally amp up and just say, I'm going to win by nine. It's not even going to come close.
You know,
Bryson said he's going to win a major.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
You know, this is his second runner-up finish in a row at the U.S. Open and his seventh in a row top 10 at the U.S. Open.
That's fucking insanity.
It's insane.
Yeah.
That is insane. I think he'll be just fine. I defend him going away. I think that's what Kobe would have done.
What, left?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right there. Kobe would have left.
Two different.
But that's like Kobe missing two free throws to close out the game.
That's true.
And that's not happening.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, this is the Warriors blowing a 3-1
lead.
And
I will say, if Rory just gets one major, we will see five out of the guy after that.
We're back to make our bets. I mean, the LPGA has a major at the beautiful Sahali Country Club.
That place is fucking sweet.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys can get a chance to watch it, I mean, the audio is going to be crazy with all those trees.
I'd need medicine for, like, claustrophobia for that golf course.
Yeah, it's narrow. But if you guys would like to make some bets there, you guys are more than welcome. The Travelers Championship on the men's side, a signature event. I almost said elevated event. Defending champion is?
Chris Kirk?
No.
Patrick Cantlay?
No.
Scotty Scheffler?
Keegan Bradley.
Oh, big Keegs.
Yeah. Keegan Bradley. That's when we were like at the peak of our like, what is going on with this jailbird putter?
Yes.
Keegan Bradley, defending champion. So let's make our bets. All right, Sten.
Matthew Pavon, tournament matchup over Justin Rose. Pavon's just playing too well. Justin Rose is not playing well right now. So yeah. I'm going to isolate that. And I'm also going to pick Xander to win.
You're just doing both right now.
Yeah, Xander to win.
You're supposed to take turns.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Take it easy.
Right. Imagine I didn't say Xander to win. Someone can go.
All right. Kyle.
I am going to take Russell Henley, top 20, even money.
Oh, good bet.
And Tony Finau, top 20, plus 110.
Wow.
I got a layoff on Sahith for a while.
He's hurting your feelings.
He's just, yeah.
I have to lay off.
Just gotta lay off. I've been hammering it too hard.
Literally like a drug.
Yeah. He's gonna fucking win this week or something too. Watch.
I know. This is the week he's gonna go off. And you're still gonna be happy about it.
Oh, I am. Yeah.
You're not gonna like this, Kyle.
I think it's a putting contest.
Why would I not like this?
I don't. There is a few holes that are tricky, but
it's like tricky and narrow.
You need
but
to hit the fairway
short.
For sure.
Yeah, it's just short.
Like the rough gets long.
Yeah.
There is like that one par five that's really short on the back nine that it's out of bounds left, water right. Like you have to drive it well.
And then there's the reachable 15th that some people butcher.
Yeah. Because they go left. There's the 16th, the par three over water.
Yep. Yeah, it's a bit of, it's just short. And so that's just always gettable. But I'm going to take Colin Morikawa, top 10, plus 115.
Yeah, I don't like that.
He's in good form. Finished 12th last week.
I don't like that.
Yeah. He's in good form, definitely.
But you don't like that.
Most likely a second place finish to Scottie Scheffler is looming for him.
Which is inside the lines of
the top
10.
Which is inside the top 10.
And I'm going to take top 20, Sam Burns, finishing the top 10 last week, plus 105. I cannot quit him. You guys know how much I love the guys who hit low spinning slider cuts.
Yep.
And he's one of them. So those are my two bets.
Okay.
All right. Bad bet. Stin, what was it?
Xander Schauffele to win plus 700.
Whoa.
To win.
Only I got plus 750 on my book, yeah. Blair.
Okay, well, 700 to win. I'll take the 700.
And
that's all I need.
He's a champion over Saath Theegala.
What?
Remember 2 years ago, Saath hit in that bunker left?
Yes.
That was here at the Travelers.
Correct.
And so he's won here before. Great pick. Kyle?
Can I take two, or can I only take one?
You can take two. But before we do that, Xander last week on Wednesday was the last one on the range.
That's right.
Uh-huh. He was just searching.
He said he shot 40 in the practice round. Or
that was at the Memorial. Yeah. But on the range, he was definitely searching. Like, it wasn't there.
Huh.
And he didn't hit it that well first round.
No, he had some. I've never seen him do helicopter finishes with the ball going way right. He had a couple of those. He definitely
does weird
sharp.
Things to people, man.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it just seems like that. Like, when you're on cloud nine, that's when you come crashing, right?
Yeah. Like, golf just has its way of freaking bringing you back to reality.
Yep. Unless your name is Scottie Scheffler or Tiger Woods.
Right? But both of those guys would be on the range Monday morning acting like they didn't even win the tournament.
Exactly. I'm sure Xander, with that, Xander finished eighth, and it seemed like the final round, he's starting to figure some things out. All right, Kyle, take your two bad bets. Was it two?
Or I'm going to take two.
All right.
Ludwig Gobert to win plus 1,400.
Yeah, it's his time, huh?
Get him somewhere where it's just a little bit more normal. I think he was hitting it just as good, if not better, than everybody else. He's just got that taste. He's like a pit bull, you know? Tastes a little blood. They just want more.
Mm-hmm.
And give me Tony Finau plus 3,000 to win.
Oh, my gosh. You're all in on the Tony train.
Yeah.
I like the Tony train.
All aboard the Tony train.
Tony's playing good golf. Again, same as Ludwig. Like, one hole really kept him from winning that U.S. Open. Very quiet about his business. Spotlight wasn't really on him. And, he wants it. I think he wants a W.
Yeah. Kyle, you're not going to like my next pick.
Don't do it.
Who am I going to take?
You're going to take Colin again?
No.
You take Akshay?
No.
He's not going to take Zahid.
No.
Who the hell are you going to take?
Brian Harman.
Oh my God, Josh.
Top five plus 700.
What's the yardage of the Travelers course?
6,900 yards.
Oh, fuck. He's going to win.
And he finished second last year.
If it starts with a six, Brian Harman's going to be up there.
This is the start of when he started getting hot last year. And so I'm going to take Brian Harman. Top five, plus seven. His odds are starting to drop heavily. And I think now he's a bit underrated. So I'm going to take him.
Yeah. I mean, I will say I watched Brian Harman in person at Riviera this year.
Must have taken a while.
He's literally hitting 4 iron in from where guys are hitting 8, 7, 9 iron. And he hits it just as close, which is just ridiculous. And I think I dislike Brian Harman because I said earlier, he's like my player comp.
Reminds you of yourself a little bit.
Reminds you of myself if I was like white lefty and liked hunting. But
but no, you're Sri Lankan right-handed.
Right-handed. And I like going to the grocery store. Yeah. But yeah, he hits it short, putts good. Thinks his way around the golf course pretty well. Yep. And I used to also be incredibly slow. So maybe it just reminds me of me.
Right. And he also just like believes in himself.
Oh, for
sure. Doesn't feel the need to hit it further.
He's got a little aura about him.
Yeah. He's like, I do me. You do you. Leave
me
alone.
If it starts with a six, I like Brian Harman.
Yeah. And it certainly does. It certainly does. All right. Let's allocate our money just really quickly. Nico won all of his free bets. And lost all of his bad bets to even out at $0 gains. Kyle, also same boat, $0 gains. I lost $850.
Let's go. That brings me closer to Josh.
Stin lost $1,000.
That's typical Stin.
Standard.
Really? You normally don't lose that much.
I've been on a losing train this season.
What matchup didn't hit?
Van Ruyen over Dietrich.
Which was a great bet at
Dietrich
the time.
Dietrich was leading.
Yeah. So Kyle is now stays at $1,681.
Bang.
Sten is at -$3,121.
Yikes.
I am at +$2,143.
Josh loses a grand, still leading. Motherfucker.
Neeks is at -$1,708.
And he's not here this week, so he's winning.
So he's winning.
Those are his words, not mine.
A push is a win.
Push is a win.
All right, so go ahead and allocate your money, Austin and Maya. Get back on this train.
I got to go 500 each. 500 on Xander to win. Wow. Plus 700.
You're trying to get it all back right now.
I need to get back to even.
Get even before leaving.
Get even or get even worse.
I like that. I like that.
And then I'm going 500 on Pavon over Justin Rose. Pavon was +100 over Justin Rose. 500
even
on each.
Money?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Hey, I want to hop in on that shit.
Justin Rose is a major champion. You guys need to put some respect.
Yeah, but
he's a major champion shooting in the 80s right now.
Yeah. He's a major champion also 11 years ago.
I know more like a Ryder Cup veteran than I do a major champ right now.
I'm all in on Pavon. I was very impressed with this game.
Yeah.
It was really fun. It was interesting to watch him with Bryson. It's a very different game.
It is, yeah.
He's running up 5 irons and Bryson's sky-high 8 irons.
Yeah.
And Pavon's not short.
Yeah, no, he's hitting it
310. None of those guys are short, but just he's Bryson's so much longer.
Yeah. That is crazy to be 177 and 16 mile an hour ball speed less.
Yeah, 30 yards. Yeah. 30 yards in the air less anytime.
Bryson's hitting 5 up and Pavon's hitting like 2 down, right? All right. Kyle?
I'm going to take, Russell Henley, even money, top 20.
Ooh, good one.
I'm going to have to put 300 on that.
Okay.
Tony Finau, top 20, +110, 300. And then Ludvig Aubert to win, 150.
+1,400 on
plus 1,400. And Tony Finau to win, +3,000. How much money do I have left?
You have $250.
$250.
a lot of belief in Tony.
Yeah. I will put $400 on Colin Morikawa, top 10, +115. Put another $400 on Sam Burns, +105, top 20. And I'm going to put the rest $200 on Brian Harman, top 5, +700. And that is our bets for the week.
Still don't like your bets.
You know what we can't bet on this week is Rory McIlroy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, go recover, Rory. We'll see you at the Scottish Open.
Yeah, go recover. Yeah.
All right, we're back with the leaderboard. Our top 3 memorabilia we would want from golf.
Love this.
That is going to be the topic of our leaderboard.
Who goes first?
This is our version of the draft.
I want to go first so no one takes mine.
I'm butchering the order. All right, Kyle, go for it.
Because I feel like someone would take this. And that is a cup full of Rory's tears.
Oh, no one's taking that.
You thought someone was going to?
No one's taking that.
A cup full of Rory's tears so I can find the true balance point on my golf ball.
Oh, like Epsom salt?
Yeah, I wouldn't need Epsom salt because it would already be very salty. And we could throw in a little bit of Jay Monahan's tears in there as well. But as we know, that man is soulless, so he doesn't feel a thing. Probably wouldn't cry much.
Yeah. Probably a lot of toxic tears that comes out of him.
Of Monahan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of salty tears that come out of
Rory. Well, it'd just be like eye drops that he put in before to make himself cry because he feels nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Like specifically the tears from yesterday mixed in with 2010 Masters would be perfect.
Just a little blend.
Yeah.
I still think the biggest major that I don't want to say choked away, but lost was when he had 18 2-putts in a row. At St. Andrews.
Yeah.
To lose. That is crazy.
That is crazy.
36 putts, just 18 2-putts.
That would just drive me nuts. Yeah. That's how Scotty wins every week, though.
Yeah, imagine
that's true. Yeah.
Imagine if Brian Harman did that. It would drive him crazy.
He wouldn't be on tour.
Yeah, that is true.
Your ultimate comp, Kyle.
Yeah.
All right. You pick. Who goes first?
Austin.
Damn it.
Hey, this is the easiest thing of all time.
What are you gonna do?
Were you gonna say this too, Josh?
How the hell did you know?
Tiger's putter.
Oh no.
Which one? I'm just kidding.
I want the method, the nine method.
You want the nine method?
Yeah, at Sherwood, like 1 week.
Yeah. That was pretty iconic.
Yeah, that's a pretty good.
Took down one of the best Ryder Cup captains ever there. That would be Zach Johnson.
No, Zach Johnson beat him.
Just kidding. He also beat Zach like the next year or some shit, though.
I think he did win the next year, but that 1 year, Zach hold that Zach hits it in the water and then holds the wedge.
Yeah, holds the wedge.
That was just ridiculous. Yeah. No, that pissed me
off. Tiger could not imagine that.
Tiger's putter's beat to shit now, though.
That's what makes it even better, though. That's better, how you know it's not like a replica.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Maybe mine's not as cool as I thought. I'm going to take the green jacket.
Just any green jacket?
Yeah, whose? What
take
year?
Take somebody's.
86?
I could take somebody's? I'm going to steal somebody's?
Yeah. You can't just like you.
Like you can't have Angel Cabrera's. It wouldn't fit. You know what I mean? Scotty's taking, or Josh's taking Hideki's. Most comparable
you're
size.
You're going to take, yeah, that actually is true.
No, but he's into the baggy look now, so maybe he does go Angel.
Yeah, Angel, yeah.
You know what? Give me Tiger.
Which one?
97.
Ooh, the first one.
Yeah,
the first
that one will fit the easiest, probably.
I'll get, give me Tiger 97.
That was the 90s. That was baggy.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Give me Tiger 97.
All right, what's your next one?
See, I don't know how this is so easy for me.
I want the 19 jacket.
I was thinking that was my second pick. That was my second pick.
Yeah, the 19 jackets.
Yeah.
That's a dream.
Yeah.
This is hard.
Or I'd want like Trevor Immelman's just so he doesn't have it.
Just shut up. That's just the dumbest
Zach
jacket
Johnson's,
to want.
Just
yeah,
to
Zach
take it
Johnson's.
Away from him. Yeah.
Is this one? Is
Larry Mize's?
I think I like Larry Mize.
This one's going to be a curveball. But I want the Tide President's Cup.
The what?
The one
tied.
That they tied.
Okay, that's pretty sweet,
Ernie
actually.
And, Ernie
that's pretty
and Tiger cool, went yeah. to playoff. And they decided to tie. I want that one.
That's pretty sweet.
Yep.
At least someone could have it.
Yes.
At that
and
point.
And it'll be me. All right, Stin?
The flag of the 18th green of the 2000 U.S. Open.
2000?
Oh, from Pebble?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a fucking good one.
Interesting. Why that one?
Just because it's a record-breaking U.S. Open.
Fair.
And it's an iconic venue. Like, it'll always be historic.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking iconic.
Yeah.
Fair.
I want the iron that DJ touched the bunker with at Whistling Straits.
Oh, really? The one that he got a penalty with?
Yeah.
So
just
far.
Just like a little piece of sand on the bottom of it.
You have a penalty in filled a six iron.
Yeah.
And Rory's
and a
tears.
Full of tears.
I'm going all devastation here.
All right. Your last one?
Oh, man. It's my last one. It's a toss-up between the driver Phil hit at Wingfoot.
Yeah, I agree. The FT9. It was an FT9. Yeah, it's a good driver.
To lose the tournament. Or,
You would do something like you would hit it, and it's a left-handed driver, and you hit it offline. You're like, it's the driver.
Yeah.
The FT9 is so good,
too. It is a good driver.
Oh, what's another good one? Easy. Y.E. Yang's 6 hybrid that he hit into... The 2009 PGA
Championship.
Was it
really a 6 hybrid?
I think it actually was.
How does it get over that tree?
Yeah.
It's got to be a 6 hybrid.
Yeah.
Yeah. With an honorable mention to Rory McIlroy's whoop band.
You don't.
Also led to the demise of his game, I would say.
You don't want Elin's 9 iron?
Oh, wow. That's a good one. That's a good one. Holy shit, Josh.
Someone else could take that.
Okay, I'll save that. Yeah, for sure.
You already
someone.
Went.
You already went.
That's another honorable mention, though, for sure. Elin's 9 iron.
All right, Stin. Your last one?
Stuart Sink's claret jug. Just so I could give it to Tom Watson.
No, I think I just want the, like, original claret jug.
The first one.
Yeah.
What do you mean? There's multiple?
Well, because, like, the winner gets the original for the year, and then they get to the option of buying a replica to put on the mantle.
Yeah.
Like, all of like Tiger's trophies are all replicas that he has on at
home.
Dude,
just to have a beer out of the original claret jug.
Like, the original claret jug just for me forever.
Yeah,
that would be fantastic.
Pretty fucking sweet. Yeah.
That'd be sick.
Like, you have all the names on it engraved every year.
I'd chisel my own name in there.
Yeah, so would I. I'd maybe take off the nameplate of everything and just put my name on it.
I would take someone's name off and put mine in there.
Like someone, like Stuart Sink.
Yes.
Someone I didn't want
Fantastic.
To win.
Fantastic. Yeah. Actually, I put Tom Watson great, on that one.
Exactly.
And I'd take someone else's off somewhere.
That's funny.
I just put, Tom Watson second on that.
My last one?
Yeah.
Give me Justin Leonard's shirt.
Oh, my God. Oh, from the Ryder Cup?
Yep.
You would actually wear that shirt, though.
Yeah, you actually would.
Yeah,
he would. Yeah, that's like your style.
He that
was,
ass
that
would.
Was a little
That
bad.
Actually is your style.
That's not... I'm not
like, you that want was, that just as a fashion piece.
It's just
you,
got a bunch of postcards on it. I don't know if I don't know if I could do
what
that.
What does it have on it?
Is it just a bunch of postcards or something?
I thought it was a bunch of trophies or something.
I don't know. Is that not a good pick?
No, I think that's a great pick.
That's a pretty fire pick. Yeah. I mean, I could see you wearing that tomorrow.
I could actually see you wearing that. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's what I want. His winning putt shirt, because those shirts are, you know where it's from.
No, where's it from?
Brookline.
The Ryder Cup.
Yeah,
the Ryder
Cup. Okay. I'm trying to think of any other honorable mentions here.
Yeah, I'm trying to... What else is there?
I mean, just anything Tiger. I'd take one of his freaking tapes on his finger. I can't think of anything else.
Yeah, I really can't.
Is that it?
I think that's it.
All right. Let's do it. Thank you, everybody.
That was Bad Bounce Podcast. Thank you, guys.